from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Brad Obey. Masks won't be mandatory when school soon resumes in Ontario. Provincial officials say based on the advice of Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, most health and safety requirements remained unchanged from the last school year. And that includes the voluntary use of masks. Ontario Minister of Education Stephen Lecce says the province has taken action by deploying over 100,000 standalone HEPA filter units to classrooms and learning spaces, enhanced cleaning, and continued access to rapid antigen tests. Officials say leading medical experts, including the Children's Health Coalition and medical officers of health, were consulted in creating the plan to return to school. Cochrane DSAB Child Care Services are the focus of a series of information sessions across the region starting in Timmins tomorrow night. Kapuskasing, Iroquois Falls, and Cochrane host other meetings later on this week. Program manager Gabriella Demare Brune says DSAB offers both early years and early on child care.
So our early years programs do go up to the age of 12 because before and after school programs are up until the age of 12. So it's neat to hear from a variety of parents with children of different ages and caregivers.
Demare Brune says it's important to get feedback on issues that parents and caregivers have faced getting licensed child care. She adds the agency also wants to know about the hours of services and how areas can be improved. If you'd like to attend any of these workshops, we have contact information on our website. Less than 1 pound decided the Northern Ontario Walleye Tour Championship on the Kapuskasing River over the weekend. The Timmins duo of John Labine and Jonathan Murray edged Sebastian Lazotte of Hearst and Jeff Vipond of Timmins by just 67 ounces. Steve Gravel of Blind River and Kevin Robineau of Kapuskasing were third. The Cap River Walleye Tournament was taking place at the same time, and Lucia Mendonca of Cochrane and Jesse Dufresne of Kapuskasing captured that title. Labine and Murray of Timmins finished second, while Pierre Dubé and John Beto of Kapuskasing were third. Chinese officials say their country will continue carrying out military exercises around Taiwan. The drills began last week after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan, an area Beijing claims as its own territory. The exercises have disrupted shipping and air traffic, and they include anti-submarine drills. And it's common local history knowledge that the Timmins area was a fur trading route 400 years ago. If we assume those traders were the first people here, though, we are wrong. Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says artifacts found along Nighthawk Lake date back as far as 5,000 years.
There are a couple of pieces that are really different from other things that are there, that are red gouges and those kinds of things, not from the rock from this area. So again, that indicates that even that far back, there were trade routes that were happening from Southern Ontario Indigenous people, Northern Ontario Indigenous people, and those kinds of things were developing. So there's those trace elements that are still around and that tell you those stories.
Some of those artifacts are at the museum and are part of its permanent exhibit. And for these local stories and more, you can visit MyTimmonsNow.com.